E poi lesson to the sermon. Read 2nd John. And also read 3rd John.
و همچنین رساله سوم یوحنا. نگران نباشید هر دو تاش کتاب‌های کوتاهی هستند.
So today we're going to start two new books.
امروز می‌خوام در مورد دو تا کتاب با هم صحبت کنیم.
We're going to finish two books
today. دو تا کتاب رو با هم می‌خوام امروز تموم کنیم.
Yeah. And the reason I put them together.
دلیل اینکه دو تاشو با هم پیوند دادم.
Is that they have a lot of similarities.
دلیلش اینه که دو تاشون خیلی به هم شباهت دارن.
And there are so much similarity that actually we'll teach for them.
و انقدر شبیه هم دیگه است که آیه با آیه با هم دیگه
مقایسه شده.
و آخر موزه
I will give you my conspiracy theory.
و آخر سر تئوری برنامه‌ریزی شده خودم رو بهت میگم.
About how I believe these books lay together.
ایمان دارم که چگونه این آیات به هم رفت.
Yeah, but that's just my opinion. It's
اما این نظر من و پیشنهاد من نشیده.
So let's get into the words. Read 2nd John verse 1 and 2 and you need to listen well because I will switch between 2 and 3 John a lot of times.
اشیخ به بانوی برگزیده و فرزندانش که ایشان را در حقیقت محبت می نمایم و نه تنها من بلکه همه کسانی که حقیقت را می دانند به خاطر آن حقیقتی که در ما ساکنند و ما تا به ابد خواهد.
Yeah, so the second book of John is written to the elect lady and her children. Now the elect is referring to those who are saved, Christians. Yeah, we spoke about this before. This is not referring to the Jews. I'll give you a few scriptures. Colossians 3:12. Yeah, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
پس مانند برگزیدگان مقدس و محبوب خدا رحمدلی، مهربانی و تواضع و تحمل و صبر را بپوشید.
This is a letter to the church in Colossae.
دلیل کلیسای در کلیسیا.
And Gentile church.
کلیسایی که غیر یهودی است.
And Paul calls them the elect of God.
و خداوند آنها را برگزیدگان مقدس.
Go to Thessalonians 1:4.
تسالونیکیان فصل 1 آیه 4.
Knowing, brethren and beloved, your election of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:4.
زیرا که ای برادران و ای عزیزان خدا از برگزیده شدن شما مطلع هستیم.
Yeah, Thessaloniki is not located in Israel.
تسالونیکی نبوده و یهودی نیست.
That's in Greece.
یونان همون هم نیست.
And Paul talks about your election.
و خداوند در مورد برگزیده بودنشون صحبت
کرد. Romans 11:5.
رومیان 11:5 رو باز کنید.
Romans is also outside of Israel, in case you're wondering. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant, according to the election of grace, and by grace, this is, then it's no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel had not obtained that which it seeketh for, but the election had obtained it.
And the rest of blindness. پس همچنین در زمان حاضر نیز باقی ماندگانی بر اساس گزینش فیض مانده است و اگر از راه فیض است دیگر از اعمال نیست وگرنه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست و لا عمل دیگر عمل نیست پس مقصود چیست اینکه اسرائیل آنچه را که میطلبد نیافته است اما برگزیدگان یافتند و موقعی تحصیل گردیدند چجوری میتونیم برگزیده باشیم از
طریق
فیض نجات پیدا
کنیم
بر راه نجات ما برگزیدگی از طریق فیض نه از طریق پس این نامه برای اون خانوم و بچه‌هاش نوشته شده و ایماندار بودن
now go to 3rd John and read first one.
و بریم سوم یوحنا آیه 1 رو بخونیم از شیخ به گایوس محبوب که او را در حقیقت محبت می‌نمایم.
Yeah, only verse 1. And here you see the exact same beginning.
And
in this case, it is addressed to a man called Gaius. And there are more people named in the Bible with the name Gaius. So this might be one of them. I don't know who this is referring to.
نمیدونیم واقعا این آقا کی بوده و به نام
yeah, what we do know is that John has a warm heart for them.
میدونیم که خدا یوحنا خیلی بهش محبت
داشت. Yeah, he loved the lady and her children.
هم به اون بانو و فرزنداش.
Yeah, and he says also to Gaius, whom I love is the truth. And this word "truth," as you will see, in the first verses will come up a lot.
In
both books. Yeah, in these verses we see, we've seen knowing the truth, loving in the truth, and being indwelled in the truth.
With
the truth. Yeah. Now read the next verses from John, from 2 John.
به این دو رحمت سلامتی از جانب خدای پدر و خداوند ما عیسی مسیح پسر پدر در حقیقت و محبت با شما باد. بسیار مسرور شدم چون که بعضی از فرزندان تو را یافتم که در حقیقت با هم برمیدارند که من پدر خوبی هست.
Yeah, again, two more mentions of truth.
باز هم حقیقت دو مورد
دارم. Yeah, it's true and love.
حقیقت
and talks about walking in truth.
و میگه در محبت قدم
برمیدارم. Now, go to church, John.
سوم یوحنا رو باز کنید. آیه 2 تا 4 رو با هم بخونید. ای محبوب دعا می‌کنم که در هر چه وعده کامیاب و تندرست بوده باشید. چنان که جان تو کامیاب است. زیرا که بسیار شاد شدم چون برادران آمدن بر حقیقت تو شهادت دادن. چنان که تو در حقیقت سرود می نمایی. مرا شادی بیش از این نیست که بشنوم که فرزندانم در حقیقت سرود می نمایند.
Again, several mentions of truth. Walking in truth. And you can see the similarities between those two. They will almost completely go like that till the end. Yeah. What I want to do is for now is focus on the word truth.
And
specifically look into the reference in verse 2 where it talks about, or the second John 2, where it talks about the truth indwelling you.
و بیشتر در مورد اون حقیقتی که در اون شخصی صحبت کنم.
Yeah, because that's the root of that truth.
چون ریشه اون حقیقت همه.
What is it referring to? The indwelling of the truth.
در حقیقت بودن یعنی چی؟
Go to John 14 verse 16.
یوحنا 14 آیه 16 رو باز کنید. انجیل یوحنا.
I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, I've come across Muslims, and they say, oh, Muhammad is referred to in the Bible.
محمد نام برده شد
and maybe you've come across people like that.
شما مسلمانایی دیده باشید که میگن محمد
yeah.
در اونش نام برده
but
شده.
This is the verse that points to.
اما آیه ای رو که نام میبرن آیه 16.
Even though they don't exactly know the verse often.
با اینکه آیه رو حفظ نیستن آیه ای که اشاره میکنن.
This is what it's referring to.
آیه ای رو که بهش اشاره میکنن میگن.
Oh, Muhammad is the comforter.
محمد اون تسلی دهنده.
And most of the time it's nothing more than just parroting what they have heard from some kind of apologist.
و دلیلی که می اعتقاد دارن اونهایی که الهیگرای مسلمان هستن شنیدن و میگن خودشون نخوندن که
در موردش صحبت میکنن and exactly a really dumb claim to make
چون اگه آیه رو میدونستن که خیلی احمقانه است
بگن این
محمده چون خیلی راحت میشه ثابت کرد که محمد نبود
just read the next verse
آیه بعدی شده
so if anybody comes to you
اگه کسی به تو
میدونی And then also read them for
70.
Even the spirit of truth, yeah, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you.
یعنی روح راستی که جهان نمیتواند او را قبول کند، زیرا که او را نمیبیند و نمیشناسد، اما شما او را میشناسید، زیرا که با شما میماند و در شما
So who's the comforter referring to? It is the spirit of truth.
روح راستی.
Yeah, yeah. Muhammad is not called the spirit of truth.
Muhammad روح نبود. روح راستی خونده نشد.
Yeah, and it says he dwells with you and he shall be in you.
در آن او با شما نمیشه. زیرا که با شما میماند در شما درون شما.
Muhammad is not dwelling in anybody.
Muhammad درون هیچ کسی زندگی
نمیکنه. Yeah, he is dwelling in hell right now.
الان در حقیقت
Skip to verse 26, and you will see it even stronger. Who the comforter is, in case you're still doubting. 26.
اما تسلی دهنده یعنی روح القدس که پدر او را به اسم من میفرستد، او همه چیز را به شما تعلیم خواهد داد و آنچه به شما گفتم به یاد شما خواهد.
Yeah, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
اما تسلی دهنده یعنی همون روح القدس.
It's simply spelled out.
در حقیقت اعلام میکنه اون که قرار بعد از ایستاده.
Yeah, it's easy to refute, but I thought to bring it up because
خواستم این رو بهش اشاره کنم که بدونیم که وقتی اشاره
میکنم
و من شنیدم که مسلمانی که بحث میکنن به جای برمیگردن.
It is true though that Muhammad is referenced in the Bible. Here it is.
یه آیه حقیقتی هست که نام محمد آورده شده کتاب
مقدس. Go to second John read from 7.
اما اونی که فکر میکنن نیست. دوم یوحنا آیه 7. زیرا گمراه کنندگان بسیار به دنیا بیرون شدند. عیسی مسیح ظاهر شده در جسد را اقرار نمی کنند. آن از گمراه کننده و ضد مسیح.
Yeah, that's many of the references to Muhammad and other false teachers.
و خیلی معلمان دروغی و کسایی که از مسیح دروغ میشن رو اینجا نام برده شده و در حقیقت محمد کسی که مردم را از مسیح
Yeah, the Bible warns us for these deceivers.
و کتاب مقدس میگه اونها مردم رو دوری دادن.
Yeah, so the truth indwells us.
حقیقت درون ما زندگی می
کنه. Yeah, through the Holy Spirit living in us.
حقیقت همون روح القدس که درون ما زندگی می کنه. کلام حقیقت روح حقیقت روح راست.
What does the Holy Spirit do in us?
روح القدس در درون ما چیکار می کنه؟
Yeah, here's one of the things he does.
کارهایی که روح القدس برای ما می کنه.
It says in verse 26, He shall teach you all things. And sorry, that's John 14.
یوحنا 14 آیه 26 رو نگاه کنید.
Yeah, I said stay there. But, and stay there still. Yeah, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
John 14.
What
verse? 26. The
Holy Spirit teaches us. All through.
He
brings things to our remembrance. And any reminds us of things that Jesus has said.
Yeah,
not just anything.
Yeah.
This is the verse we often look at.
آیه‌ای که بارها بهش نگاه
می‌کنیم. You can understand the Bible on your own.
که هر کسی تنهایی می‌تونه کلام رو بخونه و
درک کنه. You don't need a teacher to explain you what the word of God says.
معلم نداری که بهت کلام خدا چه درسی
بده. And of course, it's a blessing to listen to teaching.
Yeah,
to learn from that.
Yeah,
but it's not that you can't understand the word of God without.
کلام خداوند رو بدون باعث دلیل نمی‌شه یاد نگیری.
Why? Because the Spirit of Truth lives in us.
روح خداوند درون ما.
Yeah, that is how the truth gets revealed to us.
اونجوریه که حقیقت درون ما آشکار میشه.
Yeah, that's why we have to explain the truth to the unbeliever.
برای همین حقیقت برای کسی که ایمان نداره باید آشکار
بشه.
احتیاج به باعث داره که بتونه براش باز کنه که بشنوه.
Yeah, because they don't have the Spirit of Truth in them.
روح خداوند درون ما.
And hopefully don't have in them yet.
There
are streams and groups
that
talk about the Holy Spirit and they say, oh, we have all these new extra outside of the Bible new revelations.
همه میگن که بعضی ها میگن که آشکار شده چی
که new words of God
کلام جدید خداوند آشکار میشه که زندگی
now here's the problem with that
اما میدونی مشکل از چیه
it says he will bring things to our remembrance but these are things that we already have read
اون چیزهایی رو یادآوری میکنه برامون چیزهایی که الان میدونی
whatsoever I have said unto you
همه چیزهایی رو که بهتون گفتم یادآوری میکنه
yeah the Holy Spirit uses the word of God to communicate with us
and روح القدس کلام خداوند رو استفاده میکنه
Few things about. Go to John 16 for a moment. And read verses 12 or 15. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. And shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show you, show it unto you.
بسیار چیزهای دیگر می‌دارم به شما بگویم، اما الان طاقت تحمل آنها را ندارید. اما چون او یعنی روح راستی آید، شما را به تمامی راستی هدایت خواهد کرد. این که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت، بلکه به آن چه شنیده سخن خواهد گفت و از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد. او مرا جلال خواهد داد، زیرا هر آنچه را که از آن من است خواهد گرفت و به شما خبر خواهد داد. هرچه از آن پدر است از آن من است. از این جهت گفتم که از آنچه از آن من است می‌گیرد.
Yeah, so the spirit of truth has come. He will guide you in all truth. But it says, he shall not speak of himself. And he's not going to give you new revelations. He speaks of the things that are mine, referring to Jesus speaking. Yeah, we're not going to get new wild doctrines because the Holy Spirit tells us all kinds of things. That is not how the Bible says he works. Yeah, he works through the revealed word of God. And of course the spirit of truth is the root of all these other mentions of truth in the books of 2 John, John and 3 John.
Yeah,
he leads you into all truth.
Yeah,
you're not going to walk in truth without understanding the truth. Yeah, you're not going to testify or have a testimony of the truth when you don't have the truth. Go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Yeah, without the spirit of truth, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Without the spirit of truth, without the Holy Spirit living in us. Yeah, we cannot understand the things of God. We cannot understand the spirit of
things.
Yeah, read 1 Corinthians 2:14.
اما انسان نفسانی امور روح خدا را نمی‌فهمد، زیرا که نزد او جهالت است و آنها را نمی‌تواند فهمید، زیرا قضاوت آنها روحانی می‌باشد.
Yeah, the unsaved man does not have the spirit.
Yeah,
when we get saved, that is actually what gets renewed, that's what made life. And because they don't have the spirit, and they only have a natural man, they're unable to understand spiritual things.
Yeah,
because their spirits will be turned. Now, I want to make one more remark in regard to the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, go back to 2 John, verse 3, and at the end it says, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Yeah.
به این فرحمت سلامتی از جانب خدا
Second John 3.
به این فرحمت سلامتی از جانب خدای پدر و خداوند ما عیسی مسیح پسر پدر در حقیقت محبت با شما باد.
Yeah, we looked in First John and we went to that and we saw that the indwelling of the Father and the Son, there was no permanence.
همیشه بودن با شما در حقیقت در کتاب اولی یوحنا
It's related to our walk with Him. Yeah, are we keeping the commandments? Are we loving the brethren? Are we doing these things? Yeah, then He dwells in us and we dwell in Him. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit is always there. Yeah, He doesn't leave when we are living in sin. The Bible says we grieve Him. We grieve God when we
pray.
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the God. Yeah, but what this verse is showing you, that He shall be forever with us. Yeah, it tells us that you cannot lose your salvation. Go to Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
و در وی شما نیز چون کلام راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنیدید در وی چون ایمان آورید با روح قدوس وعده مهر شد که بیعانه میراث ماست و برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او ستوده شود.
That's the Holy Spirit seals us.
روح قدوس ما را مهر
کرده. And he is the earner. He is the guarantee.
او تضمین ما.
Yeah, that we will inherit our redemption.
که اون میراثمون رو بازخرید خواهد کرد.
Yeah, and of course, we will be redeemed completely at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah, now we are still of the old man.
Yeah,
we will receive a new glorified body at the second coming of Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, and the Spirit of truth, Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is our guarantee. He will never leave us. Yeah, so both letters of 2nd and 3rd John start emphasizing truth. And of course, truth is important. Yeah, we need to be solid on what we believe. We need to understand why we believe what we believe. Based on the Word of God. Yeah, not just because somebody said something. Hey, go study yourself. Yeah, see if these things are true that I say. But the only thing that's important. It's not the only thing. Truth. It's more than truth that's important. Go back to 2 John. And read verses 5 and 6.
و الان ای بانو از تو التماس دارم نه اون که حکمی تازه بگی بنویسم بلکه همان را که از ابتدا داشتیم که یکدیگر را محبت دارم و این است محبت که موافق احکام او سلوک بنماییم و حکم همان است که از اول شنیدیم تا در آن سلوک شنماییم.
So first we saw walking in truth.
اول دیدیم که در حقیقت قدم برداشتیم.
Yeah, now here we see walking in love.
حالا می‌بینیم در محبت قدم برداشتیم.
And we need both.
هم به حقیقت نیاز داریم هم به محبت.
Also in 2 John 2:3 we saw truth and love mentioned both.
آیه 3 هم می‌بینیم که هم حقیقت و محبت با هم دیگه نام برده شده.
And it's also the same thing 3 John will go into. Read verses 5 to 8.
آیه 5 و 8 اگر بخونیم می‌بینیم دوباره اشاره می‌کنه که حقیقت باید در کنار محبت باشه. ای محبوب آنچه می‌کنی به برادران به غریبان به امانت می‌کنی که در حضور کلیسا بر محبت تو شهادت دادند و هرگاه ایشان را آنگونه که شایسته خداست بدرقه کنی نیکویی می‌نمایی زیرا که به جهت نام او بیرون رفته‌اند و از امت‌ها چیزی نمی‌گیرند پس ما باید چنین اشخاص را بپذیریم تا همکارانی برای حقیقت باشند.
That's what begins to talk about how they are treating others.
Yeah,
and John is pleased with what they're doing.
Yeah,
and it talks about their charity, their love being visible.
Yeah,
and walking in truth and walking in love, they go hand to hand. Now, what happens if you're tipping over to one side?
اگر از یه طرف به یه طرف دیگه بریم
what if it would be all about truth
اگر همش در مورد حقیقت هست
and don't have love
اما محبت نداره
where would we end up
آخرش چه اتفاقی میفته
now we'll end up at the place where Jesus is warning the church of Ephesus
عیسی مسیح اعلام خطر میکنه برای کلیسای افسوس
yeah in the book of Revelation Go to Revelation 2 and read verses 1 to 7.
به فرشته کلیسا در افسوس بنویس که این را میگویم که او هفت ستاره را به دست راست خود دارد در میان هفت کرافان طلا گام میزند میدانم اعمال تو را مشقت و صبر تو را و اینکه متحمل اشرار نمیتوانی شد و آنانی را که خود را رسولان میخوانند نیستند آزمودی و ایشان را دروغگو یافتی صبر داری به خاطر نام من تحمل کردی و خسته نگشتی اما این را علیه تو دارم که محبت نخستین خود را ترک کرده پس به خاطر که از کجا افتاده ای و توبه کن و به اعمال نخست را به عمل آورد و الله به دیدی نزد تو میآیم و چراغدانت را از مکانش برمیدارم اگر توبه نکنی اما این را داری که اعمال نیکوکاران را دشمن داری چنان که من نیز از آنها نفرت دارم آن که گوش دارد بشنود که روح به کلیسا چه میگوید هر که غالب آید به او این را خواهد بخشید و درخت حیاتی که در وسط فردوس خدا بخورد.
What emphasis big on truth?
آیا افسوسیان حقیقت رو داشت؟
Yes, everybody were recognizing those They exposed those who pretend to be apostles. They smoked the false ones out. They had truth. There was an elect set here. They left their first love. And Jesus tells them, hey, turn from that, repent. Yeah, again, start doing the first works. Yeah, so the first law and the first work are directly related to
him.
Now, what was the work that Jesus came to do? Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Yeah. Luke 19:10.
زیرا که پسر انسان آمده تا گمشده را بجوید و نجات
یابد.
اومد گمشدگان را نجات بده.
What did Jesus say to his disciples when he was recruiting them? Matthew 4:19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And of course, it doesn't mean that we fish our people out of the water because they're lifeguards.
Yeah,
it was pointing to the main work that his followers were to do.
Sharing
the gospel. Now, what did Jesus send his disciples to do when they were together? He sent them out to preach the gospel. What was the instruction at the end? Just before Jesus left them. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
What are the first words?
Yeah.
What is the first love that is Ephesians lost?
Yeah.
And that's the love for the lost.
You
have to go out and share the gospel with those who are here. Church Ephesus was becoming a dead church. And Jesus warned them, I'll remove your
candlestick.
They're walking in truth.
They had you.
They were smoking out the false teachers.
They
lack love. They lack
love.
Now, what if it would be have only love and no truth? Now, go to Hosea. Hosea 4:6. Yeah, mine people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
What chapter?
Chapter 4:6.
قوم من از عدم معرفت هلاک شد. از آنجا که تو معرفت را ترک کردی.
Now here's the danger with having only love.
اگر فقط محبت داشته باشی چه اتفاقی؟
Yeah, and very little truth. You can go into all kinds of falsehoods and false doctrines.
Yeah,
there are many that have a lot of good of intentions. But they lack truth. Yeah, and the Bible says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things, thinking that you're doing right.
Yeah,
but because you lack truth, you can be going in the wrong direction. Now, you're not going to love God right. Yeah, when you do not know the truth. Because how are you going to keep His commandments if you don't know them? How do you even do the will of God if you're not clear on the doctrine? And if you're not keeping the commandments, you affect your fellowship. You're not abiding in it. Yeah, it's going to affect what you can do for the Lord. That's why we need both. We need the truth and we need love.
اگر میخوای موفق باشی تو زندگی.
Yeah, and that's why we are serious about doctrine.
و برای همین عکس کلام بنیان ایمان رو بهش
خیلی اهمیت میده. Yeah, a lot of doctrine being taught.
With
different false doctrines.
Yeah.
I show you from the scripture.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong? Why is it right?
Yeah,
you are to go home and seek it out.
Like,
this is like Bible college.
در حقیقت مثل دانشگاه کتاب مقدس میمونه.
Yeah, but we do not only want to be only about filling our heads.
Yeah,
we also want to be walking in love.
اما میخوام با محبت هم
باشم. Love one another, but also love the Lord.
همیشه
محبت
کنیم و گمشدگان رو دوست داشته باشیم.
Yeah, doing the first works.
اولین اعمال رو انجام بدیم.